This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 49 Biography of Stephen Lynch, the Representative from Massachusetts. General Information. Stephen Lynch is a prominent American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for Massachusetts's 8th Congressional District. He has been in office since 2001, representing a district that includes parts of Boston and several surrounding communities. Lynch is a member of the Democratic Party and is known for his centrist views within the party. Early life and education. Stephen Lynch was born on March 31, 1955, in Boston, Massachusetts. He grew up in the South Boston neighborhood, which was known for its strong working-class community. Lynch's early life was marked by the challenges of a blue-collar upbringing, which later influenced his political views and policies. He attended South Boston High School, where he was involved in sports and community activities. After high school, Lynch worked various jobs to support himself while attending college. He earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in political science from Wentworth Institute of Technology. Following his undergraduate studies, he pursued a Juris Doctor degree from Boston College Law School, where he graduated with honors. Early career. Before entering politics, Stephen Lynch worked as a lawyer, focusing on labor law and representing unions. His legal career was deeply rooted in advocating for workers' rights, which provided him with a solid foundation in labor issues. In 1991, Lynch was elected to the Massachusetts House of Representatives, representing the 4th Suffolk District. His tenure in the state legislature was marked by his focus on economic development, housing, and labor issues. He quickly gained a reputation as a pragmatic and effective legislator. Lynch's political career escalated when he was elected to the Massachusetts Senate in 1995, where he continued to champion similar causes. His work in the Senate included significant contributions to transportation infrastructure, particularly the Big Dig Project, and efforts to improve public housing conditions. Election history. Stephen Lynch's entry into national politics came in 2001 when he won a special election to replace the late Representative Joe Moakley in the U.S. House of Representatives. His victory was seen as a testament to his local popularity and his alignment with the district's values. Since his initial election, Lynch has faced several re-elections, consistently winning with significant margins. His ability to connect with constituents on issues like job creation, healthcare, and veterans affairs has solidified his position. Notably, in 2013, he ran for the U.S. Senate in a special election to replace John Kerry but was defeated by Ed Markey in the Democratic primary. Despite this setback, Lynch's congressional career has been marked by his resilience and continued support from his district, reflecting his deep roots and understanding of local issues. Political stances. Stephen Lynch is often described as a moderate Democrat, which sometimes puts him at odds with the more progressive wing of his party. His political stances are heavily influenced by his background in labor law and his commitment to the working class. On economic issues, Lynch supports policies aimed at job creation, particularly in manufacturing and infrastructure. He has been a proponent of the American Jobs Act and has pushed for investments in public works to stimulate economic growth. In terms of healthcare, Lynch has advocated for reforms that ensure broader access to affordable care while also expressing concerns about the cost implications of expansive government programs. He voted against the Affordable Care Act initially but later supported measures to improve and expand it. Regarding national security, Lynch has a mixed record. He has supported military actions when deemed necessary but has also been critical of prolonged military engagements without clear objectives. His stance on veterans' issues is particularly strong, advocating for better health care and benefits for veterans. On social issues, Lynch's positions reflect his district's diversity. He supports marriage equality and has been a vocal advocate for immigration reform, particularly for pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. However, he has occasionally taken stances that align more with conservative viewpoints, especially on issues like abortion, where he has supported restrictions on late-term abortions. Environmentally, Lynch has supported legislation aimed at reducing carbon emissions and promoting renewable energy, though he has also backed projects that could potentially harm local environments if they promise economic benefits. Overall, Stephen Lynch's political career is characterized by a pragmatic approach, balancing the needs of his constituents with broader national interests, often navigating the complex dynamics within his party to advocate for what he believes serves his district best. Stephen Lynch, the representative for Massachusetts' 8th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. His deep roots in the community, having been born and raised in South Boston, give him an authentic understanding of the district's needs and challenges. This local connection fosters a sense of trust and reliability among voters who feel that Lynch truly represents their interests. One of the primary reasons people support Lynch is his commitment to labor rights and workers' issues. With a background in labor law, Lynch has consistently advocated for policies that protect workers' rights, enhance job security, and promote fair wages. His efforts in supporting unions and pushing for better working conditions resonate deeply with the working-class population of his district, which has a strong union presence. His legislative actions, like co-sponsoring bills to increase the minimum wage and protect collective bargaining rights, demonstrate his dedication to these causes. Another factor contributing to Lynch's support is his focus on economic development and infrastructure. He has been instrumental in securing federal funds for local projects that stimulate economic growth, such as improvements in public transportation, housing, and community facilities. His involvement in the revitalization of areas like the South Boston waterfront has not only created jobs but also improved the quality of life for residents. His proactive approach in addressing economic disparities and promoting sustainable development has earned him praise from both local businesses and residents. Lynch's approach to governance also includes a strong emphasis on constituent services. He maintains an open-door policy, making himself accessible to the people he represents. His office is known for its responsiveness, helping constituents navigate federal bureaucracy, from veterans' benefits to immigration issues. This hands-on approach in serving his community directly impacts his popularity, as people feel their concerns are heard and addressed. Moreover, Stephen Lynch's political independence is a trait that many in his district admire. While he is a Democrat, he is not afraid to cross party lines when he believes it serves his constituents' best interests. This independence has sometimes put him at odds with his party, but it has also shown his commitment to his district over party politics. His votes on issues like financial regulation and government oversight reflect a nuanced understanding of policy impacts, which constituents appreciate. Lastly, Lynch's legislative record on national security and veterans affairs has solidified his support base. As a member of the House Committee on Financial Services and the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, he has been involved in critical oversight of government operations, particularly in areas affecting national security. His advocacy for veterans, including pushing for better health care and benefits, resonates with the significant veteran population in his district. His efforts to ensure that those who served are not forgotten or neglected after their service further endear him to his constituents. In conclusion, Stephen Lynch's support in Massachusetts' 8th District stems from his local ties, advocacy for labor rights, economic development initiatives, constituent services, political independence, and his work on national security and veterans issues. These elements combine to create a representative who is seen as both a local hero and a national figure, deeply committed to the welfare of his district. Stephen Lynch, the representative for Massachusetts' 8th Congressional District, has faced criticism and lack of support from various quarters for several reasons. One significant reason is his perceived lack of progressive credentials, especially in a district that has become increasingly liberal over the years. Many constituents and political observers argue that Lynch's voting record and policy stances do not align with the progressive values that are now more prevalent in urban areas like Boston. For instance, his initial opposition to same-sex marriage, although he later voted in favor of it, left a lasting impression on many voters who felt he was out of step with the community's evolving views on social issues. Another point of contention is his approach to economic policies. Lynch has often been criticized for not being aggressive enough in advocating for policies that would directly benefit the working class and the economically disadvantaged in his district. His support for certain financial regulations and his connections to the financial sector have led some to question his commitment to economic equality and reform, which are pivotal issues for many of his constituents. Moreover, Lynch's political style has been described by some as too centrist or even conservative for the district's current demographic. His pragmatic, rather than ideological, approach to politics might appeal to a broad electorate, but it has also alienated those who prefer a more outspoken, left-leaning representative. This has been particularly evident in his handling of environmental issues, where his record has been seen as less than stellar by environmental activists who push for more decisive action against climate change. There's also the issue of visibility and engagement. Some constituents feel that Lynch does not engage enough with the community or make himself accessible to the public. His lower profile in local media and community events compared to other representatives can be interpreted as a lack of interest or involvement in local issues, which diminishes his support base. Lastly, the political landscape in Massachusetts has shifted, with a younger, more diverse electorate emerging. This demographic change has brought new expectations and demands for representation that resonate with their values and experiences. Lynch, having been in office since 2001, might be seen by some as part of the old guard, not fully representing the new wave of political thought and activism that characterizes modern Massachusetts politics. In summary, the lack of support for Stephen Lynch stems from a combination of his perceived misalignment with progressive values, his economic policy stances, his political style, his engagement with the community, and the evolving political expectations of his constituents. These factors contribute to a narrative where Lynch is seen as not fully representing the current ethos of his district. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.